Welcome back to Click Through, where we explore how customer experience is evolving in the federal government. I'm your host, Hillary Frederick. Whether you're a regular listener or joining us for the first time, I'm so glad you're here for this special episode. This season, we've uncovered some truly transformational insights about how federal agencies are reimagining customer experience. From leveraging human-centered design to embracing data and advanced technologies, our conversations have revealed a common thread: the need to put the citizen, the customer, at the center of every decision. Today, we'll journey through some of the most powerful moments from this season, exploring how these ideas are coming to life across federal agencies. Let's get started. Every great customer experience begins with understanding the user journey. In episode one, Maryam Monroe explained how human-centered design helps agencies map customer behaviors to address pain points and build solutions that work.
I think you have to start by understanding what problems you're trying to solve before you implement or think about implementing a technology to solve the problem. So taking a step back and really incorporating human-centered design practices into how you do work and how you understand your customers, your end users, how you understand their journey across touch points with your program, with your agency, how you understand their behaviors when they're interacting with a digital service, for example. These are all critical practices that must be embedded into how programs better understand the customers they're serving. So you begin by putting the people in the center of how you problem solve, and you understand how they're interacting and using services today, which then illuminates problems, bright spots that you can capitalize on and repeat, but also those pain points that they're experiencing interacting with a touch point or even across services from, you know, digital to in-person to telephone to social, right? That those are all different touch points, and you have to understand how people are interacting with them so that you can understand the problem you're trying to solve and then figure out what is the best way to go about solving it. B, it's a process improvement that has nothing to do with technology. You don't want to throw technology at a bad process, right? You want to understand the process. You want to understand the journey. You want to understand the service interactions and that blueprint across the services, and then kind of work backwards to see how might we solve this particular pain point, and then is technology a reasonable solution as part of that problem solving?
This idea of journey mapping is also reshaping the VA's approach to healthcare. In episode two, Renee Fecundis from the Department of Veterans Affairs shared how technology is helping create a customer-centric health system, empowering veterans and caregivers.
Basically, with VA, you know, we've always had a patient portal, and that patient portal has, you know, allowed veterans to be a part of care. But now, as we modernize the EHR, the veterans are now seeing more data being pulled into their EHRs. Monica alluded to earlier, you have their veterans, their caregivers, they're able to see more of what the VA is doing. We're partnering right now with other agencies like, you know, DOD and SSA, and we're looking at a more federated view of a patient's record. And so veterans are now able to actually engage and see what's in their record and have more engagement. And I feel that this engagement allows them to adhere better to treatment plans, right? They feel more of a role in it, where I think previously it was more like, okay, here's your, you know, here's your summary, here's where you're going. Yeah. Like, we're definitely seeing more engagement from veterans and patients this way.
But understanding the customer journey is only the beginning. Data plays a critical role in delivering meaningful experiences. Across episodes, our guests have emphasized the importance of using data as a tool for decision-making. Michael Carroll, Chief of Acquisition and Procurement at the U.S. Army HRC in episode 4, shared how the Army is leveraging data to see soldiers holistically, enabling a CX strategy that aligns with mission goals.
Across the Army today, we really look at a soldier in this kind of 2D model, their skill and their grade. But a soldier is so much more than that. Their life experiences play into that, prior education that's not captured in, you know, you're an infantryman at the E5 or the O1 level. How do we capture all those other capabilities that are in there? So see the Army, see the soldier, and number three is really see the future. If we can appropriately model both those things that we talked about and see the Army and see the soldier, if we get a better understanding of where the Army needs them to be in 5 years and where they want to be in 5 years, and really help the Army meet its future requirements.
James Bench from Maximus and Michael Palmer from the Department of Commerce from episode 6 around our smarter data, better experiences took it a step further, discussing how to navigate the flood of information by staying focused on what truly matters, the real goals of modernization.
You know, when you're being flooded with a lot of information, you know, it's pretty easy that people start to latch onto things that kind of like take you away from really what the true goals of the actual project or program was. And you can start spinning off in different directions. And, you know, it takes a lot of, you know, I guess discipline and focus just to make sure that you're you need to stay on target for what your real goals of the success were. And all of the data that kind of like starts pointing you in a different direction, nothing wrong with it per se, just you need to make sure you focus on like what's directly chartered to be worked on. And then those can spawn off new projects. But I would say, you know, parking lot them, take action, you know, put them into, you know, a programmatic backlog of like other things to start to tackle, but stay pretty razor focused. And that, I think that helps, you know, kind of create your true north, I think, for the program team or the project team members, just to make sure that they even are putting on that filtering lens to just make sure the data that is really directly impacting the goals of the project are the ones that we're going to have to focus on. And it helps them at least stay aligned to not, it's easy to get distracted because you see a problem and you're like, well, it's low hanging fruit, let me go chase after it because it's a quick win. But you really have to, you know, be pretty disciplined to just be like, nope, that's another effort, and we need to make sure we treat it as such.
Yeah, the culture change part of what we're talking about now is another thing that we've recently run up against for internal stakeholders feeling like they know what features they need or should exist, and to have data informing the feature decisions that we're making, and to have a structured way of governing the decision-making process on product features, strong product owners, that kind of thing. That's what we've been running into recently is also that from a culture change perspective, the current existing systems have been there so long that it's kind of limiting the ability to think of what could be in terms of a improved customer experience or even an improved user experience just from an individual user on a system.
While advanced technologies like AI and automation are reshaping how services are delivered, our guests reminded us that technology is just one piece of the puzzle. In episode 5, PK, Senior Solutions Architect from AWS, discussed how modernizing contact centers is enhancing personalization and accessibility for citizens.
Contact center modernization is truly revolutionizing the customer experience. For users, for government services, it's bringing a new level of efficiency, accessibility, and personalization to citizen interactions, right? With Amazon Connect and Amazon Lex, like the AWS services, how the cloud-based contact center offers the AI-powered chatbots and virtual assistants, allows for 24/7 support, and allows for getting the answers, which is like for the routine questions that you would be asking, hey, how do I reset my password? Or for how do I update my home address? How do I order for something? What's my status of my certain social security benefit? Certain things in terms of how to fill out form or pieces of information like this are now made available to the citizens by using these AI-powered chatbots and freeing up the human agents for more complex issues where they just have to work with high impact and empathy and provide the necessary support to get through the best service that they need.
Meanwhile, Monica Rosser, Executive Managing Director for Maximus, in episode 2, warned against losing the human touch, advocating for a balance between digital interactions and one-on-one care.
The point-to-point care continuum has been customer-centric, right? Patient-centric, you with your healthcare provider. But what we've seen in technology advancements is that digital interaction might take the place of that one-to-one conversation, or more often than not, augment it. So when we talk about CX in the larger total experience in the larger scope of the future of healthcare, it's that this digital enablement that Renee profoundly describes as this entire care consortium, all of the pieces of the puzzle are now at this tips of fingertips, where you have the patient as the center, but now you have information sources and input that, you know, really expand the reach of how we're defining the customer experience, and as well as the overall, whole health treatment plan.
Creating great experiences isn't just about ease of use. It's also about ensuring security and trust. In episode 3, Kynan Carver explained how secure by design principles are critical to building trust while meeting CX goals.
CX is that customer user experience that really, quite frankly, it maps to the citizens of the United States, right? Like, that's what DHS, and quite frankly, how Maximus supports DHS, is that citizen engagement, right? Creating a system that the citizen can interact with positively. And then on the user experience, the UX part, is how do we secure that individual system that, employees of DHS or, contractors like Maximus utilize to access those resources to support the citizen. So having that nexus point of having, a good customer experience mixed in with a good employee experience is, I think, vital. And cybersecurity is an enabler, to Matt was indicating, right? Like, we have always been, in the past, right? We've always been perceived as the office of no and the office of you can't do. But in today's world, like, that isn't true anymore, right? Like, we have to come together as a unified platform, a unified group, so that way we think about, what is the impact from a cyber policy on both the user, of the system, and then also the customer. And then really shaping those policies with those frames of mind, really create a system of trust, right? Trust for the user, trust for the customer, but it really creates an effective cyber policy if you can bring those two viewpoints into cybersecurity itself. So totally echoing what Matt said, that those are not a part, those are one ecosystem, if you will, of the same philosophy.
Matt Smith, senior advisor to the CISO at DHS, added that security must be an integral part of the development lifecycle to protect both services and the data that fuels them.
DHS is using data to help improve our customer experience in government services. We measure performance points in the customer journey. We have goals to strengthen the DHS operations, meet the needs of the federal employees as users, the public as users. We have a very broad and diverse definition of user, but the integrity of that data is critical in order for us to make good decisions and take action on improving those experiences. Cybersecurity primarily focuses on protecting the intended operations of information systems. So, every aspect of a customer experience is susceptible to being negatively impacted by a cyber attack. If something isn't working the way that it is intended to be working, then that's always a bad customer experience. And the role of cybersecurity is to protect those intended operations.
Finally, innovation happens when we work together. Pamela Powers in episode 4 highlighted the importance of collaboration between government and industry, sharing how open conversations lead to better outcomes.
There are so many organizations. You know, I spent 28 years in the Air Force and I was afraid to talk to industry as well. You know, I didn't know what I didn't know, right? And so I do think a lot of organizations are hesitant, but you get a better product in the end if you do talk to industry, right? Because you can learn a lot about what is out there and where you want to go just by those conversations. And HRC does this well. They put things out there, they get a lot of feedback, they change it, you know, to the requirement, and then they're continually growing and getting better at those requirements. And so industry, when they go to bid on these contracts, they really know, you know, what it will take to be successful and how they can help, you know, achieve the mission requirements.
And in episode 5 with AWS, Paranth emphasized the need for omnichannel tools that adapt to evolving citizen expectations, blending public and private sector expertise to deliver results.
People are now rightfully expect government services to match the seamless experience that they get from top private sector organizations. And this also means that technology is opening up in terms of incredible possibilities where you're looking at AI and automation have matured rapidly, like offering tools to provide enhanced service quality, offering the self-service and support 24/7, providing these personalized interactions. And all of these are helping to achieve those faster resolution times on the CSAT. And like what Joe called out earlier, it's important that we just work back from the customers, which is us, the citizens itself. That's the most important driving factor. And apart from that, what has happened over time is, as you know, pandemic has already accelerated the digital transformation across all sectors, including government. So it just highlighted the true need for flexibility and how cloud-based systems are helping in terms of getting these omnichannel communication and also allowing them to come through different channels of their preference. So it's very clear, delivering the best service to citizens while we are optimizing the resources and costs. That's the driving factor.
As we look back on this season, one thing is clear. The transformation of customer experience in the federal government is about more than just technology. It's about rethinking processes, embracing data, and designing with empathy to create systems that truly serve people. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the highlights of 2024. If today's episode inspired you, I encourage you to revisit the full conversations from this season. There's so much more to discover. Until next time, this is Hillary Frederick for Click Through. Signing off. This podcast was produced by Government Technology Insider and sponsored by Maximus.